had to be a strange, just an unusual experience. Just the circumstances and the way Miami was playing and so on. Just the.
You mean the fact that they played five guys?
Yeah.
What's so unusual about that?
Sorry.
Brett, did you watch the scoreboard at all? Did you know at what point that winning?
I try not to. You know, and I hear your question, D. It's like, you know, you're running plays, you're subbing, you know, the guys are engaged. Look at the score in the second half. Like, we started out poor. You know, we ended up scoring them 55-41. And, you know, had a shot to win it. And I hear the question, and that's what it is.
I heard you say you were designing plays, but there was somebody else designing plays too.
Right.
Can you explain how that happened?
Yeah, we used to do it in San Antonio often. You know, from time to time, you'd give a player the opportunity to get his team and give him something. I think it's fantastic. And you see everybody's all engaged, and they see what I see when somebody screws up Jay Rich's play, you know, and he's chasing the guy down the sideline, telling, hey, I just drew the play, you know, where are your eyes? And I, at the end, I took control.
Yeah,
but during it, I like Joel trying, saying, you know, you got to go here, or Jay Rich, or Luke. Every one of them, we gave that opportunity to. And they came up with some good stuff. And so I just think it's part of, you know, when you're at a stage that we're at with a team, I do anything and everything to keep this thing fun, you know, together. The stuff that you're having to do to navigate the past few years and keep that locker room as it is at the end of seasons is difficult. And I give the guys credit. That was one of the things that I actually thought they did quite a good job with.
Is that your biggest challenge and biggest accomplishment in these 2 years? Is keeping a group, some that you know, some that you don't, but just keeping them together all the time?
For me it is. I think it's a coach's biggest fear when you know you're losing your team and your voice doesn't matter. And there's not discipline in your practices or your program. And we don't have any of that. That's my biggest fear as a coach. And so to go through the last 2 years and lose at the volume of losses that we have lost, and to walk into that locker room and see sorrow when they've lost, and shaking everybody's hands, the last words out of one of their mouths is, we're gonna have a kick-ass summer. We're gonna invest time, we're gonna have a great summer. That means something to me. And so when you say, well, you know, after 2 years, where are we? There's so much going on behind our record. And I love coaching those guys because they gave their best effort.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
Coach.
Thank
will be available
everybody.
Tomorrow at noon.
Thank you.
The guys know, go in, get what you need. They'll be in as long as you need them to. Obviously,
such a pleasure.
We're going to be showering the whole nine yards, but
such a pleasure.
Guess we know there's not going to be a PCOM tomorrow.
I'll just get it. Take care.